This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadeep Bhandari calls on top political leaders to discuss on contemporary issues this evening. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's Officer Residence in Balwatar. Gandaki Province reports 32 new coronavirus cases today. And North Korea suspends military action against South Korea. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadeep Bhandari has called on top leaders of the political parties in her residence Sital Niwas this evening. President's personal secretary Besraj Adhikari informed that the president called on the political leaders to discuss on the contemporary issues including constitution amendment and COVID-19 crisis. Adhikari further said former prime ministers, top political leaders, house speaker, national assembly chair and vice chair and all political parties representing House of Representatives have been invited for the meeting. The president has not held discussion with leadership of political parties for 3 months due to lockdown. The standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party is underway at the official residence of Prime Minister Balwatar. Promotion and Publication Department Vice Chief of the Party, Surya Thapa, informed that the meeting will begin with speeches from the party chair duos K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda, and then the committee will have discussion on due schedules. The agenda set for the standing committee meeting include the prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19, border issues and solutions and other issues along with remaining work of party unity, Millennium Challenge Corporation and various government activities. 32 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki province today. According to Health Directorate of the state, of the infected, 5 persons from Lomjung, 7 persons from Siangza, 5 persons from Kaski, 9 persons from Baglung and 1 each from Gorkha, Parbat, Tanahu and Navalparasi districts were tested positive to coronavirus. Directorate's Director Binod Bindu Sharma informed that all the infected persons are staying in local quarantine. With this, the total number of coronavirus infected persons has reached 729 in Gandaki state. Likewise, 34 people who were undergoing treatment at various isolation wards have recovered and discharged in Doti district. According to Health Office Chief Ramesh Malasi, among the recovered, 30 are men and 4 are women. Similarly, 2 people who were undergoing treatment at GP Koirala National Respiratory Isolation Center have been discharged after recovery. The hospital informed that a 46-year-old man and a 12-year-old child were discharged from the hospital. According to Executive Director of the hospital, Dr. Ram Kumar Shrestha, they were discharged after the latest coronavirus test report came negative. A business person of Hetera was found dead in a nearby forest this morning. Police confirmed that his dead body was found in the forest of Hetera sub-metropolis Bhairav Dada. According to District Police Office Makwanpur, Pavin Man Shrestha, 30 of Hetera Sanapokhari was found dead. Police said insecticide was also found nearby the lifeless body of Shrestha. Police have informed that the dead body has been taken to Hetera Hospital for post-mortem and investigation into the incident is ongoing. The landslide occurred at Beni Jomsong along Korla Road section had blocked the vehicular movement since this morning. According to District Police Office Magdi, Police Inspector Dura Prasad Sharma, vehicles are plying on the road following the disruption. He further added that preparations are underway to clear the debris. The Armed Police Force Nepal deputed along the Nepal-India border to check human movement has continued its campaign to take control and quarantine the individuals covertly entering Nepal without any permission. The campaign has been strictly put in place along the border checkpoint which falls under the coverage area of the Armed Police Force Nepal No. 3 Garimai Battalion Headquarters Chitwan. Armed Police Force Additional Inspector General and Garimai Battalion Commander Krishna Bhakta Brahmachari informed that those sneaking into Nepal from border entry points without any permit are being quarantined in coordination with the local governments. As of yesterday, the Armed Police Force Chitwan has arrested and subsequently quarantined 33 persons covertly entering Nepal from the border entry points. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. North Korea has suspended plans for military action against South Korea. The Central Military Commission of North Korea made its decision after taking what it called the prevailing situation into consideration. Recent weeks saw a rising tide of angry rhetoric from the North over activists' plans to send leaflets with anti-Korean messages over the border. Last week, the North blew up the Joint Liaison Office and also threatened to send troops to the border area. But at the meeting chaired by leader Kim Jong-un, state media say the decision was taken to suspend military action. The North also began to dismantle loudspeakers it had erected only last 2 weeks, traditionally used to blast anti-South Korean messages over the border. Russia is celebrating its biggest public holiday, Victory Day, today with a military parade in Moscow that was meant to be held on 9th May. Russian President Vladimir Putin had postponed the big annual celebration because of the coronavirus pandemic. It is 75 years since the then USSR defeated Nazi Army. Moscow's lockdown has eased this month, enabling the parade featuring tanks and long-range missiles to go ahead. This year's parade is special for Putin because in a week's time, Russia will hold a nationwide vote on constitutional amendments that are expected to pave the way for him to stay in power beyond 2024 when his current term expires. 67 member states of the International Criminal Court have thrown their support behind the body after an unprecedented U.S. move to impose sanctions on its staff. In a joint statement drafted by Costa Rica and Switzerland, more than half of the 123 of the ICC's members showed their unwavering support for the tribunal and the Rome Statute that created. Judge Oh Gun-kwon, who is president of the Assembly of States, Parties and represents South Korea, said they reconfirmed their unwavering support for the International Criminal Court as an independent and impartial judicial institution. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Bidyadeb Bhandari calls on top political leaders to discuss on contemporary issues this evening. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Gandaki Province reports 32 new coronavirus cases today and North Korea suspends military action against South Korea. Well, that's the end of this bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.